They are 5-2, but losses to two pretty quality opponents there. And we're going to talk to a couple of the seniors to start things off here and start off here with Amber Lotta. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Thank you. You've had a pretty good senior year so far, 7 matches in. And what's it been like so far?
It's been so fun. Playing with all the girls, playing with all the seniors has just been so fun.
Yeah, you're that libero, so you can do pretty much everything, but you're constricted to the back row.
I love going after any balls that are shanked. I love being on the floor.
Yeah, and you've you've had a couple of pancakes already this year, and is that probably one of your favorite things to do?
That is for sure my favorite thing to do.
All right, but you know, Saturday at Hayes there, you had a really good day there, and I guess kind of reflect back on that performances. You hit some big wins there, and then a tough loss in the finals, but a big day overall.
Yep, every time we go into a game or even practice, we just got to practice and play like we played against TMP. That was a really fun and nice game.
And, you know, you take a look at that. That was an exciting win, and that had to been a lot of adrenaline flowing through that match, didn't it?
Yes, TMP is a good team, but our adrenaline going through our bodies, we just pulled through it.
Yeah. Well, does it feel right that you're a senior and you're out there already?
I still can't believe it.
Yeah, it goes fast here. But what are some things that maybe you're looking to improve upon after you've played your first 7 matches?
My passing for sure is the biggest thing.
All right. Well, that'll something that you work on here. And get ready next week. You get pretty busy again. And kind of excited to get to play home next Tuesday against Ulysses.
I'm ready for it. Everybody's ready for the home games. The student section is really hyped for it. So,
all right, should be fun here. It's Amber Lotta, senior, joining us here from Scott County Hardware. Thanks again, as always, and good luck to you coming up here throughout this season.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, senior Amber Lotta hands the headset over to another senior, and Ella Rumford, and had a big tournament last weekend as well. And how are you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. How fun was that competition, and how fun was that tournament for you last weekend?
It was really, really fun. I like to see different competition that we usually don't see, you know, like Hayes and the Olathe team, Salina, was good to play against, and it's always good to beat TMP.
Absolutely, it always is. That, you know, that's a team that's just very solid year in and year out, and you got them early in the season. And, you know, what was probably the biggest takeaway from the whole tournament?
I really don't know.
I didn't mean to stump you this
no,
early.
No, that's okay. You got to learn to play with other people around you, new people. Play hard. I don't know.
Well, those are some good things there. I'll ask you this. I'll simplify it. So you were named to the all-tournament team. That had to be a pretty cool honor.
Yes, it was pretty cool. I think – oh, my – I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. But it's early season. I'm dealing with that too. But, no, the ebbs and flows of the season can be tough here. And what are some things that you maybe – are looking to accomplish here as you work through your senior year of volleyball?
I'd like to have a winning season. Maybe play 2 matches instead of 3 all the time, and that's pretty much it.
You guys were able to do that a lot, except the last one there on Saturday. That was kind of nice to get a lot of those wins in too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
All right, but you've had a fun start to the season here so far, 5-2, and Ella, had a great start. Congratulations on your all-tournament selection there, and good luck to you throughout this year.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Ella Rumford joining us here from Scott County Hardware here in Scott City Ace Hardware, excuse me, in Scott City once again here. As now we talk with head coach Lauren Robinson, and first time as we get to talk as head coach here, but you know, get to start the season, 2 matches at Oakley on Friday, dominated those, and then Saturday go 5-2. 3-2, I think that's probably the biggest takeaway. You come out of there with a winning record.
Hey, I think it was a good start to our season. I was proud of our girls Friday night for their focus and their energy and effort stepping out on the court with, you know, some girls in different positions, and going into Hayes Saturday and playing against some Class 5, Class 6A schools, and Really being able to compete with anybody that we saw that day, I think that's huge to take away, and letting them know, hopefully building some confidence so that they know we can compete with anybody we want to. So,
I think it really built up as you went. You took a tough loss to Salina South to begin the day, and, you know, sometimes that can be a good thing, and it actually ended up benefiting you along the way. You were able to get TMP in the semifinals. They went undefeated in pool play, kind of like Salina South did, and the two teams that lost in pool play and got second ended up meeting in the finals. But, you know, that was a big trendsetter for the season, beating a quality school like TMP.
Like I said, I think it puts us in the conversation that we can compete with ranked schools in Class 3A as well as schools in 5 and 6 in Class 5 and 6A. We have the potential. We just have to put it all together and be a little more consistent and try not to be so up and down. But like I said, I was super proud of our effort and our energy. And, you know, it's a great start, but it's only the start. And hopefully we can continue to build from that. So.
Once again, it is Coach Lauren Robinson joining us here. And Latha West, that was just kind of a combination, a tough opponent there, really tough opponent, a good team. You can tell that team plays a lot of upper-level club volleyball in the Kansas City Metro. But, you know, to be able to take a second set to force a third set says a lot about your team when that was your seventh match in 2 days.
Yeah, like you commented, you know, after our loss to Salina South first thing in the morning, we could have folded, and the rest of the day kind of could have just been terrible and folded a little bit. But we've decided to fight back, and you know, we kind of did that in that Olathe West championship game. We lost that first set 25-5. We got smoked out there, but then the girls fought back and were able to pull some things together and rally back and take a second set from them. You know, and we got to be able to do that, put some things together even sometimes when things don't go our way. So yeah, overall, pretty good start. I think I saw one of the best high school players I've seen in Olathe West, outside hitter there, Ava. She was a very good player, front row and back row.
Yeah.
And that helped us tremendously in that set against them, in that second set, when we were able to get her to the back row and get her off of the front row. She wasn't just slicing and dicing at us the whole time. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, yeah, she was pretty outstanding to watch. But you've had a week of practice this week, and you get to have your home opener next Tuesday against Ulysses. What are some things that you've maybe been working on this week in practice that you took away from your tournament?
Lots of serve receive. I think our passing was something that really hindered us. When we can attack the ball, we're super, super successful. And sometimes our passing keeps us from being able to attack. So we're really working on serve receive, passing, out of system points. And I think if we can put some of those things together, we have the talent in our hitters, and we have, you know, our depth with our hitters is also pretty good. So if we can work on our passing and get that down, I think we'll really put some things together down this busy stretch here in September.
5-2 start for the Lady Beaver volleyball team, off to a good one here as Coach Lauren Robinson joins us here. And thanks again, Coach, and good luck to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.